Namaste everyone, welcome to the Charvak podcast. This is your host Kushal Mehra. So today's podcast is going to focus about Lok Sabha and Maharashtra politics in general, with eye on Lok Sabha and many other things. And as always, to talk about it, I have with me Smita Deshmukh. Smita, how are you?
Good, yeah, Kushal. Good evening to you and your viewers.
And we'll get to Maharashtra politics, but Smita, I want to start with a very serious discussion, and I want to put this letter up for the screen for our viewers. First of all, I want to applaud you because you're one of the very few people who has been, non-stop talking about this issue. So you had shared this letter, Smita, on social media. This was basically about the passing away of HT journalist Satish Nandgaonkar and the complaint against the Hindustan Times executive editor, Meena Baghel. Now, can you please explain what has happened here? Because Delhi media mein toh baat nahi ho rahi hai. At least this is an issue of Mumbai and Maharashtra. So can we at least talk about it? And can you tell everybody what exactly has happened over here?
Oh, sure. So I know we are the ones who have been bringing up this case, but I'll briefly explain this to you. So, Satish was the head of the Hindustan Times Mumbai editions, Navi Mumbai and Thane edition. And on that particular day, he came to work, and as the pattern allegedly moves around in HT Mumbai, he was questioned, insulted, humiliated, and he felt like there was some pain in his right arm, and he went down to the pharmacy and he collapsed there. And the glass of that pharmacy shop, it fell over him and he died. They took him to the hospital, but he died. And I remember right from that day, we have been talking about the toxic work culture in the HT Mumbai newsroom. And in the past, we've also been talking about the same editor's toxic work culture in Mumbai Mirror, which is like the city edition of the Times of India Mumbai. It's like Mumbai's best kept secret. People have been leaving, people have been insulted, abused, people have been sacked. And the HR of Times of India knew. They kept quiet for several years. The paper was doing extremely well financially also. The paper shut down, and quite expectedly, HT Mumbai hired her. And it's the same story which has been repeated. Now, it's the Mumbai Press Club, which must be more than us, been applauded because they've been really fighting this case. They put out a statement first, a very standard statement, and they got criticized for that. The story goes, and this is an alleged thing, that the editor then called up the Mumbai Press Club officials and allegedly even threatened them. After which the Mumbai Press Club really true is what a press club should be doing. They put out the entire history. I mean, her history in Mirror and her history here. And it's a horror story, because in my entire career, Kushal, I've never seen, it's been the 10th day now that no action has been initiated. We only hear that legal has been talking to her. Legal has been talking to the wife of Satish Nandgaonkar. Satish Nandgaonkar's wife has put up a extremely touching, really heart goes out to this woman, fight for justice. And the Mumbai Press Club wrote to the Editor's Guild. The Editor's Guild has just given a wishy-washy kind of, again, a statement. And that's where we are, Imagine an editor been allowed to continue despite there have been allegations of not one, but some kind of a role in the death of two journalists working with her. There was another case I have been told in the past. So I don't know where we are heading, but honestly, I also feel, where are the feminists? Where are the Mombatti Wallas? Where are the Bindi Brigade? I also feel, though we are in Mumbai, I mean, there's a huge media presence here also. But, if this was Delhi, everything, this would have been national news. And I feel there's a tyranny of distance, distance here, that the liberals, the feminists don't want to do this. She's a hard left liberal darling. So they don't want to touch this story. And I have tremendous faith in the Mumbai Press Club, because I think they won't keep quiet. I think they're more determined. But our only hope now is the Mumbai Press Club. But isn't it ironical that somebody, imagine if there was, I was just saying, stretching this a bit, if there was a man in her place, would we Would we also keep quiet like this? Or imagine if there was another journalist or editor in her place with a, let's say, right of the center kind of an ideology. Would this be not a story? These are questions which come to my mind. And what can we do but keep on, keeping the issue alive? Beyond that, Kushal, what can we do?
Well, first of all, I have always maintained this: justice is about individuals, not genders. And in even if I go by the left-wing worldview, which is about power hierarchies, in this case, the power clearly lied with the editor, this woman that has been allegedly accused of these things. And even if I go by left-wing logic, she was the privileged one. Satish Nangaonkar was not the privileged one. He was working under her. And if this kind of a toxic work environment is created, it is really heartbreaking that nobody around wants to talk about it. And it also, at the end of the day, says a lot about journalism in general in India, where journalism in India is all about Delhi and Delhi journalists. And, Mumbai, despite being the financial hub of India, basically, most things, whether it comes to revenue generation or things, like it or not, Mumbai has a major role in running this country. Yeah, it's a fact. And it is not because both of us are Mumbaikars, we are saying this. These are just plain facts. You can check it out there. But despite that, I mean, Mumbaikars have always had this, incessant whining session that, we don't get a share of us. And it applies to every walk of life. And I actually agree with you. If this would have happened in Delhi, irrespective of the gender, it's actually more than a gender or a right-wing, left-wing thing. It's just that it didn't happen in Delhi. And because it didn't happen in Delhi, nobody in the national media, because the national media is concentrated in Delhi, right? It's basically आज मुंबई में बैठ के कितने लोग होंगे, आपके फाइनेंशियल बीट के हब्स होंगे यहाँ पे, बट मेजर पॉलिटिकल आउटफिट्स लाइक इवेंचुअली इवन विद अ पर्सन लाइक अर्नब, राइट? ही हिज मेन थिंग नाउ इज दिल्ली सेंट्रिक, अदरवाइज ही वॉज अ मुंबई चैनल. बट देन वॉट महाविकास आघाड़ी डिड टू अर्नब, ड्यूरिंग देयर रेन, इवन अर्नब. Yeah, so Arnab also ended up going to Delhi. So your entire media is in Delhi. So Mumbai mein kisi ke saath kuch hoga. Chodo Mumbai. I mean, look at small cities. Unka to kabhi naam bhi nahi aayega. Iska to fir bhi naam aa gaya.
No, but it is only because of the Mumbai Press Club that they put out the name. Their statement is not just an ordinary statement, Kushal. The Mumbai Press Club is run by some very, very senior, serious journalists who've been around for many, many years fighting for the causes of journalists. And the detailed statement which they put out, which I have put out on my Twitter handle, shows that, they've done their homework. And what can they do? I mean, they're just waiting. They're just waiting for the HT management to act. I mean, or they could have also given a signal that, perhaps suspended her till, pending inquiry or whatever, but nothing. I mean, this woman is very, I think at this stage in India, risk of exaggeration, but I think she's one of the most powerful editors in India, yeah.
Yeah,
Most
it's just
powerful
sad.
editor, definitely more powerful than the Delhi editors. I mean, she's holding on, man, 10 days.
I just feel terrible for the family. I mean, the
Oh
man's
my God.
family. Yeah, it's just terrible. I mean, for a family to go through the trauma of losing a near and dear one, and then I don't know what HT is going to do. I hope they do the right thing,
Of course
but
they should. Yeah.
I don't have my hopes high, but as I had promised everyone, I will not take a lot of the time. But I think it was our moral responsibility to start the podcast, although it is about Maharashtra politics. But I think it was our moral responsibility to talk about this subject when we started the podcast. But now let's get into Maharashtra politics. Sorry, wo sab chodo. What is Raj Thackeray doing in Delhi, Baba? What is he doing in Delhi?
Trip, just a trip. But I mean, I don't see anything beyond that. I mean, I'm sure everybody has been asking me from morning. And if the BJP, they're saying, okay, we're listening to you, we're talking to you. But anything beyond that at this stage, I mean, at Lok Sabha, I don't think so. But definitely at the Vidhan Sabha level, Because Maharashtra also go, the state elections in Maharashtra will be around October, November 2024. So yeah, something around that time. Because honestly, I don't see a single candidate which MNS can prop up at this stage. Of course, demand a seat. Any candidate which would have any, let's say Mumbai, even a pan Mumbai presence to, demand a ticket and win. And now every seat matters because this is a complicated one this time because you have three parties on both sides, and I'm sure they're all fighting for that space of 48 seats. So I don't think so. I don't think so. And then I've been hearing now, you hear so many things that people are saying that there is the MNS leader Bala Nandgaonkar, who's like the only lieutenant rather left with Raj Thackeray. He could contest, and I would say I don't think so. I mean, and somebody today messaged me saying, would he contest from South Mumbai? I don't think so. Bala Nandgaonkar is my neighbor. He lives pretty close to where I stay. I mean, Bala Nandgaonkar has absolutely no presence in South Bombay, so forget it. And it's an important seat to win for the BJP or for the Mahayuti. So I don't think so. But maybe talks of Raj, speculation, okay, disclaimer here, speculation. Raj could be asked to campaign, okay, and Raj could be asked to campaign and then some kind of seat sharing with the state elections. That's what I would say.
If I was to bet, I would bet on something like this because I just don't see what Mr. Raj Thackeray would bring to the table in terms of getting a Lok Sabha seat. Because at the end of the day, a candidate, and see, BJP does not think in terms of my party, his party. BJP, from what I have understood, BJP through my political observation, at least the BJP of Mr. Modi and Shah is who will win. They only go by one criteria, winnability. Now, if winnability is the prime criteria, I think transfer of votes has to be considered, right, Smita? So ki party X ka vote party Y ko transfer hoga ki nahi. So I'll give you an example. Chembur madhe Deepak Nikhalje, right? Now
Yes.
he lost.
He
Deepak
lost.
Nikhalje lost. A lot of my friends who are hardcore BJP voters, they're like, ऐसा नाक पकड़ के मैंने उसको वोट तो किया, मगर मैं पूरी फैमिली को कन्विंस नहीं कर पाया,
नहीं
बिकॉज
कर पा
पीपल विल नॉट वोट फॉर दीपक निकलजे. दे डिड नॉट वोट फॉर दीपक निकलजे. हार्ड कोर बीजेपी पीपल. सो आई डोंट नो इफ गिविंग देम अ सीट वुड आई कुड बी रॉन्ग एंड दे कुड गिव हिम अ सीट, बट आई फाइंड दैट लीप ऑफ फेथ टू हार्ड. सो आई थिंक द मोस्ट लाइकली सिनेरियो वुड बी विधानसभा मध्ये दे विल गिव हिम समथिंग, यू नो, लाइक अ फ्यू सीट्स.
We cannot forget what was Raj Thackeray doing in 2019. Raj Thackeray in 2019 was in the, hovering around the Sharad Pawar camp. He was putting out these videos, that famous Lavare video, that we can't forget it. I mean, it's difficult for us. So the Raj Thackeray BJP romance, bromance, or whatever, is complicated because Raj Thackeray started when Modi ji came in the national limelight. Raj Thackeray was the first Thackeray to endorse Modi. I mean, he went all, he went to Gujarat and he spoke about the Gujarat model. Then he has been pro Modi, then he went little anti. Then by 2019 he went totally, some of this, all these videos are going to come up, I'm sure. Uddhav Thackeray's team, social media team, must be hunting all those videos. The videos are going to come and haunt him. 2019 onwards, again during COVID, he was like, there was wishy-washy. So Amit Shah ji must have really, I mean, it must be just like a understanding of what he wants. So, but more than that, this complicated thing, there is no candidate with him, Kushal. And the 48 seats in Maharashtra are the second biggest. Maharashtra is the second biggest state in terms of number of seats, and we can't afford to, even if it's a one seat, it's not possible, boss. I mean, Ajit Pawar and Shinde, even as we speak now, must be literally sitting with their, with their charts and wondering kya hone wala hai. So out of question, but yeah, come to our fold, maybe campaign for us, but do they need the campaign? Do we? So I think the only way they could do, as we are going to watch another family battle in the Baramati Lok Sabha constituency, they could use this Thackeray versus Thackeray and, you know, to cut out Uddhav Thackeray. That could be the you know, usage, but is this what we are interested in? Is that the battle people are interested in? I think the battle people are really interested in, as if you look at all the statement made by the Deputy CM Devendra Fadnavis ji, is the battle we want to really see is Fadnavis versus Sharad Pawar. And this is now a litmus test of everybody who has broken, got a new symbol, new party name. All your honeymoon is over. Now is your test. We'll figure out, because the only test which has happened to everybody, including UBT and UB, Sharad Pawar NCP, never, but UBT, only test all these parties have done so far are the panchayat elections where the BJP swept. So now the party is over. Everybody is at the grown-ups table. Now show your strength.
Yeah, so now let's talk about this seat distribution thingy. Let's start with our city, Mumbai. Only two seats being declared as of now. Mumbai North was one of them where Mr. Piyush Goyal is going to be fighting, and Mumbai Northeast, which is Ghatkopar, Mulund, and that entire area, where Meer Kotecha ji is going to be fighting on behalf of the Bharatiya Janata Party. Now, these two seats have been declared. Now, I don't even need to discuss Mumbai North, because honestly, Mumbai North में किसी को भी खड़ा कर दो, बीजेपी ही जीतती है.
Exactly,
या
exactly.
सो दैट्स द एक्चुअली नॉर्थ ईस्ट इज अ बिट ऑफ यू नो पीपल ऑलवेज थिंक दैट नॉर्थ ईस्ट हैज अ ह्यूज गुजराती पॉपुलेशन. इट डज बिकॉज ऑफ घाटकोपर ईस्ट एंड मुलुंड वेस्ट एंड सम पार्ट्स, बट एक्चुअली हैज अ डिफ वेरी डाइवर्जेंट पॉपुलेशन ऑल्सो. एंड नॉर्थ ईस्ट में इट्स ओनली इन द मोदी वेव दैट बीजेपी हैज काइंड ऑफ पुल्ड ऑफ नॉर्थ ईस्ट. नहीं तो नॉर्थ ईस्ट वॉज नॉट हिस्टोरिकली एन ईजी सीट. Now, what do you make of the rest of the four seats? Like, when does Mumbai know what their candidates for the Bharatiya Janata Party or Shinde Sena are? Like, everybody is waiting. Are ticket ka declare kar rahi hai, log
No,
to kuch
because
karte hai.
these are complicated. I'm sure Shinde will also not let go, because you know there are these rumors coming that UBT means on the other side UBT may end up getting something like 22 seats, and if that actually happens, you know, I think admiration for UBT team, because imagine, you know, getting so many seats, getting better number of seats than even the Congress. What is Congress? I'll come to Congress, but imagine. So Shinde will be fighting, you know, to get seats, but it's going to be a tough fight. So let's look at Mumbai South. My gut feeling, it will be Rahul Narvekar. There is going to be a fight between Rahul Narvekar and Lodha ji. I feel Rahul Narvekar, who has tremendous presence there. He has been working, and I'm sure that he has national ambitions. I literally see him, you know, in the future. I mean, people may say, I see him as a speaker of Lok Sabha at some point in the future. He will be in the, I mean, he has that kind of aspirations. And the very fact that when Milind Devra came again, we started, but Milind Devra has taken the Rajya Sabha route. So I definitely see Rahul Narvekar getting the ticket if it is a battle between this thing. And of course, then we come to the Mumbai North Central. I genuinely believe that Poonam Mahajan will get the ticket. I think so.
So
Again,
Mumbai.
the BJP, internally BJP, we keep on hearing about internally BJP. That also is another story, but I think all common sense, you know, Kushal, I really feel when it is so complicated in Maharashtra, because both the sides is 3-3, 3-3 on this side. So whoever's sitting, you know, if they have like a common coordination committee for tickets, that person should keep on wearing the common sense hat and the winnability factor. Ye emotion nahi chalega, you know, seriously, I'm telling you. So I would go. Common sense will tell you not to, you know, disturb it's a very complicated constituency also, and I have been hearing about Priya Dutt pretty frustrated and trying to call, trying to get close to some BJP people. I've been hearing about that
प्रिया
also.
प्रिया तो
Priya Dutt.
कांग्रेस कैसे छोड़ेगी यार, प्रिया
नहीं नहीं
कांग्रेस
दे
छोड़ेगी?
हैव बीन टॉकिंग, लॉट ऑफ पीपल आर टॉकिंग बट आई बट यू नो दिस इज अ सीजन, कुछ भी लोग, आई जस्ट थॉट आई टेल द व्यूअर्स आल्सो, आई वुड बी नाउ अडेज यू शुड, कुशल इन महाराष्ट्र डोंट से नो फॉर
हाँ वैसे अभी
एनीथिंग
एनसीपी भी आ गई, मतलब मैं अभी ज्यादा
एवर.
बोलता नहीं
तो
महाराष्ट्र के ऊपर, कुछ बोलना नहीं
ये है
चाहिए।
द बिगेस्ट थिंग दैट द प्रॉब्लम विच इज गोइंग टू बी अकॉर्डिंग टू मी द नॉर्थ वेस्ट इज वी हैव अ सिटिंग एमपी हुज गजानन कीर्तिकर. वी हैव अ सिटिंग एमपी सो हु इज 80 इयर्स ओल्ड. आई डोंट सी हिम कंटेस्टिंग, सो
इस
दैट इज
फैमिली
गोइंग
मेंबर
टू,
इज उद्धव ठाकरे सेना ना, व्हाट इज
एंड ही
दिस
इज ऑलरेडी गोइंग टू
फैमिली मेंबर इज
कंटेस्ट.
फैमिली।
या द फादर इज विद शिंदे एंड द सन इज विद उद्धव, सो फादर विल डेफिनेटली नॉट फाइट अगेंस्ट द सन. बट ओ देर आर मेनी स्टोरीज लाइक दिस अक्रॉस महाराष्ट्र, फादर सन सिस्टर ब्रदर, बहुत लफड़ा है दिस टाइम. सो सच अ बॉम्बे थिंग टू से ना, लफड़ा. सो आई फील लाइक या सो आई सी द ओनली थिंग विल बी मुंबई नॉर्थ वेस्ट इज द बिगेस्ट थिंग आई फील. इट्स अ सेना सीट, सो इफ सेना, बट विल सेना गिव अवे साउथ बॉम्बे टू साउथ मुंबई टू द बीजेपी, बिकॉज
आई
शिंदे
डाउट इट।
डजंट हैव अ कैंडिडेट इन साउथ मुंबई. सो द साउथ मुंबई सीट इज गोइंग टू गो टू गो एंड बट ऑफ
सो
कोर्स
देन
शिंदे बिगेस्ट चैलेंज इज गोइंग टू बी नॉर्थ वेस्ट.
सो वेयर विल दे बी कॉम्पनसेटेड, बिकॉज हिस्टोरिकली इट्स बीन 3-3
नहीं कुछ
और यू
और
आर
देना
अज्यूमिंग इट विल बी
पड़ेगा,
4-2।
वही मैं कह रही हूँ ना, ये जो 20 सीट्स अभी बीजेपी ने जो अनाउंस की, इट्स ऑल सेफ सेफ है, और आई थिंक ऑल 20 विल विन. द फर्स्ट सीट्स यू मस्ट हैव सीन इन द सेकेंड लिस्ट. सो नाउ द थर्ड लिस्ट में बहुत झगड़ा चल ही रहा होगा इवन एज वी स्पीक. एंड शिंदे, आई डोंट, आई नो शिंदे कैन कम अक्रॉस पीपल से, सम जर्नलिस्ट सडनली मेक शिंदे एज अ विलन, तो उसको भी तो ही फाइट ना टिल द एंड. बट विनेबिलिटी एंड कॉमन, आई ऑलवेज से दिस, कॉमन सेंस भी लगाओ. विनेबिलिटी एंड कॉमन सेंस विल बी फॉर मी द मोस्ट इंटरेस्टिंग थिंग वुड बी हु विल स्टैंड फ्रॉम शिवसेना इन नॉर्थ वेस्ट. हु विल स्टैंड, दैट इज द ओनली आई मीन दिस. एंड इवन द अनदर बैटल विल बी ठाणे, बिकॉज इट इज वी हैव नाउ अ सिटिंग एमपी हु इज विथ उद्धव, एंड ठाणे इज वेयर शिंदे कम्स फ्रॉम. ही विल मेक ठाणे एज अ अकॉर्डिंग टू मी अ वेरी प्रेस्टीज बैटल. ओके सो आई ऑल्सो फील दैट द ठाणे सीट शुड गो टू शिंदे, बिकॉज इट वुड बी एन इंटरेस्टिंग बैटल. बट द बीजेपी इज ट्राइंग फॉर ठाणे ऑल्सो.
बीजेपी इज
एवरीबडी
ट्राइंग
इज
फॉर
ट्राइंग फॉर
एवरीथिंग।
एवरीथिंग, और सब झगड़े में से आई ठीक है. आई मीन everybody, see, listen, this is an open, what I mean, it's everybody would like to take the opportunity na, na kyun bole kisi ko. So, but common sense bhi rakho, don't bring somebody who's totally kahin se kuch connection. And Bombay mein people na, they very clear, ye hamare area ka nahi hai. Like mera khud ka MP, I always feel mera mere ilake ka nahi hai. South Central bhi humne discuss nahi kiya.
हाँ वो राहुल छेवाले का क्या होगा?
मिलेगा उसको,
सो
आई फील ही विल
वे विच
गेट
साइड? सो ही विल फाइट ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ शिंदे सेना, राइट?
या एंड ही विल गेट इट साउथ सेंट्रल. सो आई विल टेल यू वेयर आई फील, वी ऑल फील हु लिव इन साउथ सेंट्रल दैट ही, इवन यू, ही इज योर एमपी आल्सो. व्हाट वी से, आवर एमपी हैज नॉट बीन अराउंड, बट आवर एमपी ही हैज वैनिश्ड, बट ही प्लेड अ वेरी क्रिटिकल रोल फॉर गैदरिंग ऑल द अर्थ्स वाइल शिवसेना एमपीज टूवर्ड्स शिंदे. ही प्लेड अ वेरी बिग रोल फॉर द एमपीज इन लोकसभा टू मूव टूवर्ड्स शिंदे. तो आई एम श्योर ही विल बी रिवॉर्डेड, एंड ही मस्ट बी एंशियसली वेटिंग, बिकॉज प्लीज रिमेंबर, अब इट्स अ मोस्ट कॉम्प्लिकेटेड कंस्टिट्युएंसी. यू हैव द द हिंदू कॉलोनी, शिवाजी पार्क, एलीट, एंड देन यू हैव धारावी, एंड यू हैव पीपल लाइक अस इन बिटवीन. सो आई डोंट नो, इट्स द मोस्ट डाइवर्स आई वुड से कंस्टिट्युएंसी इन मुंबई. So I think he's going to get it. I'm eagerly waiting for Northwest, and I would say that common sense in North Central and winnability factor in Mumbai South, because it has all. Please remember, the Shiv Sena candidate of South Mumbai, Arvind Sawant, has also been an absentee MP, and he's been only winning because of the RSS workers. They ensured that till 1 week, till 10 days before 2019, he himself was very unsure whether he's winning. And I was very much in touch with two very senior election specialist from the UT Uddhav Thackeray camp. And I told, on the day of the polling, they messaged me saying, "Smita, booth level pe ye log gaye hum, RSS, and they ensured that he won." So I think Arvind Sawant owes his entire, I would say, a national career in the Lok Sabha to Narendra Modi ji, like many of them. I don't see him anywhere near this time, but that's the story.
So let's see. It will be very interesting. If BJP can get 4 seats in Mumbai from the historical 3-3 setup,
Yeah.
well, it will
Agree, agree,
be
agree. Because
interesting.
कैंडिडेट नहीं है साउथ बॉम्बे में, कैंडिडेट ही नहीं है बीजेपी शिंदे के पास. शिंदे इज बिल्डिंग द पार्टी, राइट? सो एंड वी कांट लेट इट गो. वी कांट लेट दैट सीट गो. इट्स अ वेरी पावरफुल सीट,
I mean,
एंड इट हैज
he could have made
ट्रेडिशनल
Milind
सीट.
Deora fight, but Milind has gone to Rajya Sabha, so wo
या
कुछ close
या
हो
या
गया.
मिलिंद इज आउट ऑफ द, आई थिंक दैट वॉज द डील. सो मिलिंद इज एनी वे आउट ऑफ द बैटल, बट द बैटल कैन नॉट, आई मीन दैट सीट कैन नॉट बी लेफ्ट हैंगिंग, बिकॉज वो जो 3-3 वाला, ऑल्सो देर आर विद इन द बीजेपी कैम्प इज दैट विल शिंदे बी गिवन द सेम इक्वेशन, सीट शेयरिंग इक्वेशन विच उद्धव हैड? शुड शिंदे गेट इट? Does Shinde have, the entire, I mean, does he have enough leaders? These are all, so it's a testing time, but itna bhi experiment, I would also say, we are at the federal level, itna bhi experimentation mat karo, Vaise bhi I mean, our state elections are coming, there will be so much, so many things you can coordinate around that time. This is my personal opinion now. इतना भी एक्सपेरिमेंट मत करो. आई सी राहुल शेवाल, जिस राहुल नार्वेकर विनिंग फ्रॉम साउथ मुंबई. आई सी
Yeah,
दैट.
for people who don't know, Rahul Narvekar is the current speaker of the Maharashtra Legislative Assembly, and he's in the BJP right now, as of now.
As of now.
Yeah, because Mr. Narvekar has a
Huge
very
sector.
vast history. He has been he
He's been
is you know
everywhere.
he's like Parabrahman. He's everywhere.
Like most of the people, viewers in Maharashtra, now. I'm sure you all are all watching, and the entertainment and the stories which we have been providing to all of you nationally, we should get some entertainment.
Maharashtra is just okay. So tell me how many seats in your assessment. I mean, what I've heard, I'll tell you. I think NCP is demanding 10, getting 6 or something of that sort. That's what
Five
I've
to
heard.
six. Yeah, five to
Yeah, five
six.
to six. So which are the 6 most likely? Barabanki to ek to pakka hoga. Pawar versus Pawar, family
Yeah, but
feud.
even I'm not going to speculate on these 5-6 seats. It seriously, I tell you, I mean, it's going to be very difficult unless we know. But I think more than what I feel, is that the Ajit Pawar camp is, has triggered now this Pawar versus Pawar in Baramati. And, like, everybody is now focused on that particular battle. And I wonder whether what really will be happening to the NCP beyond that is a concern for a lot of people. And, we know now that it's so obvious about the kind of, the divide which is out there in open. I'm just, and as we enter that season, it is going to be so dirty. I mean, hats off to Ajit. People who may not understand Maharashtra politics, imagine this. He has, even Shinde, it was literally like a bloodless coup. But what Ajit Pawar has done is extraordinary, actually. You know, a little late, but my God. And you know, Pawar will totally. I'm sure he must be getting a lot of what can you say, backlash within the family. It's a big family, huge family. So within the family, he could be, you know, I'm sure isolated. His particular immediate family would be isolated from the Pawar clan. Karyakartas are divided. Some people are there with him. So he's taking it on. And this Pawar versus Pawar battle in Baramati, it's you know, there are family issues, there are political issues, there could be proprietal issues. I have If this actually happens now, Kushal, this will be the seat to watch in the whole of India, you know, that where. And I can see literally there have been, you know, allegations on Mr. Pawar, Senior Pawar, that he's concentrating too much on Baramati, because I really feel that there is too much at stake for him. If this seat goes, you know, then I mean, really, what? It's not now just a seat, it's a seat of survival, this thing. So in all that, which are the other 5 seats he may likely get? Let us wait. I don't really know what to speculate at this stage, but it's complicated, you know. But you know about the Baramati Lok Sabha constituency and the assembly constituencies around it. It's a So there are two assembly constituencies which are with the BJP. There are two which are now with the NCP, which is the Ajit Pawar faction. So the assembly, the BJP is hovering around all the assemblies. You know, this is we are talking about the assembly seats of Purandar, Khadakwasla, you know, all those constituencies. They are really, really, I would say, getting desperate. And I must tell you this one small story, which people, I don't know whether people saw this. So there is a constituency, one of the assembly constituency in the Lok Sabha constituency of Baramati, you know, where Mr. Pawar recently went, actually, you know, and this is a constituency of Bhor. And the sitting MLA of Bhor, it's a Congress MLA, Thopte, if I'm not mistaken. So Thopte's father is was you know was a big doyen of that in the area, and there was an opportunity for him to become the chief minister during the UPA regime. And as true to you know whose career of betrayal, that never happened. But today he had to go and seek greetings from the same guy, you know. So I'm just saying that, guys, it's not easy. The BJP is literally, I would say, building like a cordon around the Baramati Lok Sabha seat, and it is the battle to watch, I'm telling you. They are going to go all out in this battle. My only personal thing is, I wish there was not a Pawar versus Pawar battle, you know, because I'll tell you something. If you see the last election, the BJP candidate there got this lady got, if I'm not mistaken, five, almost 5.5, over 5.5 lakh votes, and Supriya Sule got around 7 or 8. So the difference has always been over, you know, some 1.5 lakh plus. I may not know the more details. So so Kanchan Kaur, she got, if I'm not mistaken, around 5.5 lakh, 5.3 lakh votes, and Sule got 8.6. So the difference aisa nahi hai ki it's very you know this thing. So the BJP would be in a position to, you know, win this closely.
See, as far as I have understood and heard, basically 3 seats में सबसे ज्यादा तू तू मैं हो रही है. वन इज बारामती, वन इज माढ़ा एंड वन इज सातारा. सातारा में उदयन राजे भोसले जी के जो सपोर्टर्स हैं वो बहुत, मैंने सुना है, शोशा कर रहे हैं कि क्यों क्यों नहीं दिया जा रहा है, क्यों नहीं अनाउंस हुआ है अभी तक, क्या है ये. सो सो बारामती तो वी हैव कवर्ड. व्हाट डू यू मेक ऑफ सातारा? हु डू यू थिंक द बीजेपी विल गिव अप सातारा?
आई डोंट थिंक सो, आई डोंट थिंक सो. बट अगेन यू नो इन द लास्ट 2 to 3 weeks इतना सारा गॉसिप एंड इतना सारा सिचुएशन आ रहा है कि आपको पता नहीं कि क्या होगा इवेंचुअली. सो बहुत स्पेकुलेशन है यार, हम लोग बहुत स्पेकुलेट कर रहे हैं. बट आई टेल यू वन थिंग विच आई अग्री इन अबाउट नॉट जस्ट सातारा और लेट्स से साउथ मुंबई और एनी थिंग. ओके, उसमें वॉट वी हैव टू रियलाइज दैट वाई पीपल आर सेइंग ओ बीजे, यू नो द मीडिया नैरेटिव हियर इज, यू नो इट्स सो इंटरेस्टिंग दैट द मीडिया नैरेटिव हियर इज कि भाई बीजेपी इज एक्टिंग लाइक अ बिग ब्रदर एंड दिस थिंग टू गेट थिंग्स, यू नो दिस थिंग. सो मैं क्या करूँ उसके लिए. बट द बीजेपी दे वॉन्ट टू विन, दे वॉन्ट टू क्रॉस 40, एम आई राइट?
Yeah. What people don't understand is while other political parties look at these things from fiefdom perspectives, BJP, once again, I want to reiterate this, it only looks at it from a winnability perspective. They don't care about fiefdoms. That you might be the most loyal BJP person or from a BJP, royalty. Where your parents and your entire family has given up their entire, like, people still need to understand. Devendra Fadnavis was made a deputy chief minister at the drop of a hat. They didn't care. They did what they had to do because if that meant forming the government and winning and staying in power, that's all. The BJP's criteria, this current BJP, I'm not talking about historical BJP, this current BJP in its current avatar, they just care about winning, winning, and only winning. And it's very interesting. So, what did you make about the choice for Pune, where the former mayor, he was a former mayor,
Yes,
right?
he is the man. But it's a good choice. But I also want to say that, you know, while people always say that the BJP has been a big power in all this situation, that why should you not get somebody young? So it's obviously that they are grooming somebody to good that to as a young mayor from there. But Pune, if you traditional Pune voters, not very happy with the BJP. Pune is really suffering, in terms of infrastructure, in terms of Pune people feel that they have not been prioritized. There's been too much focus on Mumbai, you know. So I'm very happy if a young person like Mohol comes. He'll have to of course perform, but Pune is, and if especially what is really happening in Bangalore now in terms of infra collapse. Okay, so we can learn something. Pune should learn something from that, you know, the entire infra as well as water crisis. Pune finally now has a, an airport situation which is taken, now we've been really focused on that. But Pune over a period of time has been really suffering, you know. So
Now
I'm happy for young people to come in BJP.
the one ticket that I'm very happy in this entire first list of 20 that was given is because I've studied. I have a few friends who have also worked with Sudhir Babu Mungatiwar. So I've actually studied the career of Sudhir Babu Mungatiwar very closely. I'm actually very happy that he's fighting Chandrapur. I feel he's the one person who has a chance to win Chandrapur for the Bharatiya Janata Party because they lost last time. Even in that Modi tsunami of 2019, they lost Chandrapur last time. They lost it. And I'm actually very happy with the fact that Sudhir Bhav has taken this challenge because and listen, I know Bhav, he's a minister now. He's been minister in previous. I've never met Sudhir Bhav, but I know a lot of members of his office. And I don't like to meet politicians. I just have this thing, I stay away from them. But I know a lot of things. And I like the way he did work as an environment minister also. Even at that time, that whole tiger incident had happened. And Menaka Gandhi, from Delhi, was trying to say all sorts of things. And I like the fact that Bhav stood up and he said, क्या बात कर रहे हो आप लोग यार, हमने सही काम किया. एंड एंड आई एंड भाऊ हैज ऑलवेज स्टूड अप एंड ही जस्ट टिक्स ऑल द बॉक्सेस. ही इज अ ब्रिलियंट स्पीकर. इफ यू गाइस हैव नॉट, आई एम नॉट जस्ट टॉकिंग अबाउट मराठी ओरेटरी. ऑब्वियसली भाऊ इज अ ग्रेट मराठी ओरेटर, बट यू शुड लिसन टू सुधीर भाऊ मुंगतीवार हिंदी ओरेटरी ऑल्सो. Brilliant orator. So I'm
Yeah.
actually very happy about that. But do you think Chandrapur is doable? Because it's a tough seat.
You know what is doable and what is not in this tripartite system is going to be so. You know, I also want to say that these 20 lists which came out, you know, the first, the second list, and everybody is happy. Are people are saying 20 by 20. Boss, सामने वाले के भी कैंडिडेट्स, यू नो, लेट अस सी हु कम्स आउट फ्रॉम दैट. माय जजमेंट हियर इज अगेन, आई यू नो, इन टर्म्स ऑफ शेयर स्ट्रैटेजी, यू नो, कि एवरीबडी शुड टॉक, यू नो, एवरीबडी वॉन्ट्स टू टेक ऑन शरद पवार. ऑल दीज पीपल हु हैव गॉट टिकट्स आर टॉकिंग लाइक, यू नो, आई वॉन्ट टू डू दिस, आई वॉन्ट टू डू दिस, आई वॉन्ट टू सी शरद पवार लूजिंग, यू नो, लीव ऑल दैट टू फडणवीस टू टॉक. तुम अपना काम करो बॉस. यू टॉक अबाउट कंस्टिट्युएंसी, यू टॉक अबाउट मोदीज प्रोग्रेस, यू टॉक अबाउट द पिच ऑफ प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी फॉर महाराष्ट्र. Okay, so you talk about work, but don't do this loose talk, you know, because we saw last time, you know, in the last 2 weeks, anything can happen in Maharashtra, anything. Okay, and I laugh at it, I laugh at it. That's why I don't want to go to specifics of a candidate, because sometimes, you know, what happens that I'll tell you the narrative which is building here, that the bravest person today who's taking on Narendra Modi is Uddhav Thackeray. He's the brave person. He's like the Messiah now of the minorities. So that is something which is like, you know, this thing. And he has decided to take on Narendra Modi. He will be the face of this campaign. Surprisingly, to see Sharad Pawar, you know, in a little bit of a back seat. But why are we, Kushal, why are we not talking about Congress in Maharashtra? What do you
नहीं
think is the
करेंगे
state of Congress?
मतलब नहीं ना, ना, आई मीन आई जस्ट फील बैड फॉर नाना पटोले एट टाइम्स यार वो उनका तो मतलब क्या हो गया उनका व्हाट इज ही डूइंग
Nothing. Nothing. And even these meetings, you know, he allows at the center, you are the only party which has allegedly not broken vertically into two. Yes, people have been leaving your party. Okay, so that is one part. People have been leaving your party, I understand. But you are the only party which has remained intact. You know, you are perhaps dealing with two alliance partners who are at their weakest. Sharad Pawar NCP is at its weakest. Okay. यूबीटी में भी, यू नो, ब्रावाडो दिखा रहे होंगे, बट यूबीटी फाइनली कोंकण मुंबई ठाणे, बियॉन्ड दैट क्या मीन्स, क्या दिखाएंगे? सो व्हाई देर हैज बीन नो लीडरशिप, यू नो, व्हाई दैट ही केम टू मुंबई एंड डिड द, यू नो, दिस होल वॉक एंड धारावी एंड ऑल, आई एम गोइंग टू कम टू दैट ऑल्सो, बट व्हाई, यू नो, इजंट इट सरप्राइजिंग दैट, एंड एक्चुअली व्हेन ही लेफ्ट, अशोक चव्हाण स्पोक अबाउट इट, दैट you know, what about the structure of the party in Maharashtra? They surely have, and I think, is it going to be a debacle in Lok Sabha for them to understand that, you know, they are the biggest party in the alliance, in the opposition today, but they just don't want to sit on that chair. They allow that chair to be given to Sanjay Raut. Sanjay Raut is dictating, you know, everything. Sanjay Raut and his brother put up hoardings to say, welcome India's national leader Rahul Gandhi to Mumbai.
Hey, did you
Wasn't
see that
your national
video?
leader Uddhav Thackeray? Ye kya ho raha hai?
Did you see that WhatsApp forward of Rahul Gandhi going through Mulund or somewhere and people
Yeah.
shouting in Marathi? That was
But
the
who told him
funniest.
to go to Mulund and Ghatkopar? Even
So
if
good.
those people put them like, you know, shut their eyes, and they will know where to put that in the EVM. Somehow those people will figure out Kamal kidhar hai. Kai ko bande ko gaya? Who are these people who plan their visits here?
I saw a placard. I had gone for dinner a few the day Rahul Gandhi had come. I was having dinner in Mulund in the evening.
Really?
I saw a big poster of Rahul Gandhi and Sanjay Raut like this. I just started cracking up. But okay, you went to the rally also. So tell us about the rally. How was the rally? कैसा कैसा लगा देख के उद्धव उद्धव ठाकरे को with Rahul Gandhi on the podium?
So actually, I didn't go to the rally. I watched the rally from a friend. You know, I'm born, brought up in that area. So now and I was thinking, because I was diametrically opposite to Raj Thackeray's balcony. I'm sure he must be listening. So I would say decent crowd, but not the traditional Shiv Sena crowd. Number one, lot of LGBT activists. समझ में नहीं आया. You know, the LGBT activists, समझ में, because the decriminalization of Section 377 happened, and it was the Modi government which took initiative in that. So why the LGBT people, their obsession? But LGBT, I want to say this, and they have every right to. They really support Rahul Gandhi and Aditya Thackeray. The LGBT people are completely like enamored with both of them. So they were there with their flags and their slogans. A whole lot of people who were, you know, who got cheers a lot. Okay, I'm going to give you one guess. Who got a lot of cheers?
I'm
क्या
hoping
लगता है
Uddhav
आपको?
Thackeray did.
नो, तेजस्वी यादव.
तेजस्वी यादव.
या बहुत अच्छा भाषण किया उसने, बट कोई कहीं दिखाई नहीं दिया. तेजस्वी यादव वाज अ हिट. पता नहीं वहां से आए होंगे, बिहारी मुंबई के आते हैं ना बीच बीच में देखने को क्या हो रहा है उनके यहाँ से. तो दैट वाज शरद पवार स्पीच वाज अपेरेंटली, एज इट हैपेंस यू नो व्हेन ही स्पीक्स, यू नो, बिजली गिरती. कुछ सुनाई नहीं दिया ठीक से, बट मे बी वेयर आई वॉज आई कुडंट हियर. उद्धव ठाकरे डिड, ही कॉल्ड एवरीबडी, बिकॉज आई रिमेम्बर, यू नो, एंड इवन सी फॉरगेट, इवन एज समबडी इज ग्रोन अप देयर, एंड माई फर्स्ट बिग लाइक पोलिटिकल असाइनमेंट वेन आई वॉज इन टाइम्स इंडिया वॉज इन 1995 स्टेट इलेक्शन, वेर द बीजेपी शिवसेना वन, एंड द स्वेरिंग इन ऑफ द लेट मनोहर जोशी वॉज एट शिवाजी पार्क. एंड यू शुड हैव सीन बाल ठाकरे हैज गिवन सम एक्सट्रॉर्डनरी स्पीचेस, ऑफकोर्स attacking and literally destroying the Congress there. And he would start his speech by saying, in Marathi, and I'll explain it, "Jamlelya majha sagalya Hindu bhagininno ani bandhavanno," means hello to all of my Hindu brothers and sisters. So this time, instead of saying Hindu brothers and sisters, he says, "Jamlelya majha sagalya desh," all my desh bhags. He didn't use the word Hindu, बिकॉज यू नो इंडी अलायंस में शायद अलेजेडली हिंदू वर्ड नहीं यूज कर सकते. सो ही कॉप्ट आउट फ्रॉम देयर. बट उद्धव स्पीच वॉज वेरी शॉर्ट. आई थिंक दे वर ऑल, मे बी द होल इवेंट पीपल मस्ट हैव टोल्ड देम दैट राहुल जी हैज टू डू द एंड. इंसिडेंटली इन द बीजेपी शिवसेना दशहरा रैली विच यू मस्ट हैव सीन ऑल आर लाइव इफ वी आर इन मुंबई, अडवाणी जी वुड स्पीक second last, but Thackeray would speak the last, okay, in the alliance. That was the respect given. The highest national leadership of the BJP always gave that respect to Balasaheb Thackeray in the Dasera rally, in all the rallies. But here it is always that Rahul Gandhi, and the second last speech was Uddhav Thackeray, minus the Hindu. No, nothing about Hindus. So that is what I'm saying, that the Congress, the Patoni made some speech. I mean, I don't even know. I couldn't hear much.
So
But
did
whatever
Rahul
it is,
Gandhi
decent,
speak?
decent, thoda thoda decent crowd.
But did
Maza nahi aaya.
Rahul Gandhi speech, did it get a pop or something? Well, I mean, did he speak?
I think the second row was very nervous with that Shakti thing. Second row was feeling like ye kya bol diya, you know. But kaun bolega na? बोल तो दिया, बोला बोल दिया तो बोल दिया दैट वे, यू नो, एंड टू से कि मैंने ऐसा बोला. यू कांट नाउ आफ्टर अ लाइव टेलीकास्ट लाइक दिस, सो मेनी पीपल वाचिंग, जर्नलिस्ट बीन देयर एंड लाइव टेलीकास्ट एवरीवेयर. बट गुड फॉर या सो द मीडिया इज प्रॉपिंग इट अप. बट आई ऑलवेज से दिस टू ऑल जर्नलिस्ट दैट, वैसे तो राज ठाकरे को भी देखने के लिए लोग आते हैं यार मुंबई में. एंड रिजल्ट कुछ नहीं होता इन टर्म्स ऑफ नंबर्स. सो आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू गो बाय द बाय दिस नंबर्स, बट अ डिसेंट क्राउड इंसिडेंटली, एंड द प्रेजेंस ऑफ लॉर्ड ऑफ इंडिया अलायंस लीडर्स. फारूक अब्दुल्ला जी वॉज देयर, स्टालिन वॉज देयर, तेजस्वी यादव वॉज देयर. Incidentally, our Raj Babbar is trying very hard to resurrect his political career. पता नहीं यार, मिल सकता है टिकट? I mean, you never know. So lot of opportunity है, सब लोग आएंगे यार. And I also feel it's महाराष्ट्र में ना कुछ भी, कोई भी आ सकता. I saw in my career the great Ram Naik ji being dethroned by Govinda. Guys, बॉम्बे नॉर्थ में ऐसे भी हुआ था एक जमाने में. बॉलीवुड के लोग भी आते हैं. 2019 में कितने लोग, वेयर इज उर्मिला मातोंडकर, किधर है वो, सब कहाँ गए वो कांग्रेस के बॉलीवुड. ओनली स्वरा भास्कर जी वाज देयर, नोबडी एल्स.
यू व्हाट डू यू मेक अनुराधा पौडवाल, विल शी फाइट फ्रॉम महाराष्ट्र?
नहीं हो
यू डोंट
सकता,
थिंक
लेट देम ऑल एंटर, बट इट विल बी नाउ महाराष्ट्र में कुछ भी
मुंबई मध्ये अनुराधा पौडवाल, आई
बैठाओ या
मीन व्हेन शी जॉइन बीजेपी, वेयर इज शी गोना फाइट फ्रॉम?
नहीं. बट अभी वो, डू यू रियली बिलीव? नो, आई एम आस्किंग यू. बट ऑफ कोर्स महाराष्ट्र इज अ डिफरेंट केस, सो वो अलग ही रखो. बट डू यू थिंक नाउ वो होगा, स्पेशली फ्रॉम बॉलीवुड, की यू एंटर द एंटर बीजेपी और पार्टी एंड यू गेट अ टिकट? वो कांग्रेस में, कांग्रेस एक्सपेरिमेंटेड अ लॉट इन ट्वेंटी.
The names I heard,
Oh, I hear names every 2 minutes. I said, "अच्छा कोई
I've
मिलता
heard माधुरी
है तो
दीक्षित, नाना
एग्जैक्टली.
पाटेकर,
नाना पाटेकर, प्लीज, आई'ल टेल यू समथिंग. आई एम अ ह्यूज नाना पाटेकर फैन. आई मीन, फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, नाना पाटेकर कीप्स ऑन चेंजिंग. देन फर्स्ट ही वाज टोटली ट्राइड टू इंसल्ट एंड यू नो इट एट वन ही ट्राइड टू बी अ मॉडरेटर इन वन ऑफ द इवेंट एंड ही ट्राइड टू इंसल्ट शिंदे एज वेल एज दिस थिंग. देन हिज मूवी केम एंड देन ही सडनली बिकेम प्रो मोदी एंड नाउ सडनली इज गॉन बैक. सो वो बॉलीवुड के साथ है वो सब, बट द मेन बॉलीवुड ब्रिगेड हैज स्टेड अवे फ्रॉम. आई वुड बी सरप्राइज इफ दे कम आउट फॉर कैंपेनिंग, बट फॉर ऑल यू नो दे मे, यू नो दे मे कैंपेन फॉर. आई वॉन्ट टू, आई टेल यू वन थिंग विच आई वॉन्ट टू सी नेशनली दिस टाइम, नथिंग टू डू विद मुंबई और महाराष्ट्र. आई वॉन्ट टू सी वेदर मेजर बॉलीवुड स्टार्स कम आउट ओपनली टू कैंपेन फॉर मोदी. लेट्स वॉच दिस, लेट्स वॉच
ओके
दिस.
सर,
एंड व्हेन
सम
आई से मेजर, आई मीन आई एम नॉट टॉकिंग अबाउट अक्षय कुमार एंड ऑल, आई एम टॉकिंग अबाउट द बिग स्टार्स.
ओके
लेट्स सी,
सो आई विल
लेट्स
आस्क
सी.
यू दिस क्वेश्चन, दिस व्यूअर हैज आस्क्ड बिकॉज़ इट्स काइंड ऑफ इन कनेक्शन. स्मिता ताई, इज इट ट्रू दैट यूबीटी कंट्रोल्स मोस्ट सेना शाखाज आउटसाइड ठाणे एंड संभाजी नगर? डज दैट कॉम्प्लिकेट थिंग्स फॉर विधानसभा इलेक्शन एटलीस्ट?
Not at all,
फॉरगेट.
not at all. But you know, I know, is it Rutuj? I know from where this question is coming, because this is a question, this is a narrative which is being built. And we are going to come to that municipal corporation now. That question I'll explain. But that is where this narrative is coming. Rutuj, so do, no, I don't think so. I don't think so.
So no,
I
so now I want
disagree.
to talk about something that has frustrated me as a citizen of Mumbai, as a citizen of India, Maharashtra first, then it is irritating. Why is no municipal election happening in this great state of Maharashtra? As of now, I think 27 municipal corporations are
All of them
all of
are
them,
administrators.
and they are in a limbo. I'm like, यार कुछ तो शर्म करो यार, मतलब क्या मतलब कोई विल ऑफ द पीपल कुछ मैटर ही नहीं करती है, बस चालू है सबका. बाबूज आर रनिंग द फ्रिकिंग सिटी एंड नोबडी वांट्स टू टॉक अबाउट इट. हाउ द हेल इज दिस
No,
गोना
but you
बी?
know, it's a double-edged sword. यहाँ तो एक सुप्रीम कोर्ट का वो, you know, that OBC रिजर्वेशन कोटा, एंड सुप्रीम कोर्ट इज सेइंग वो नहीं हो सकता. फिर द सुप्रीम कोर्ट, इफ आई माई मेमोरी सर्व्स राइट, व्हिच इज डिफिकल्ट नाउ डेज, सम थ्री टेस्ट, थ्री टीयर टेस्ट, यू फॉर्म अ कमीशन, फिर ये हो गया, वो हो गया, एंड देन दे फॉर्म्ड एमबीए फॉर्म्ड अ कमीशन, फिर दे वेंट, देन शिंदे सेड कुछ, देन एमबीए डिड समथिंग. वी हैव फॉरगॉटन दैट ना इन ऑल दिस. एमबीए ट्राइड टू डू डिलिमिटेशन. दे वांट मुंबई में, दे वांट 227 से सम 238 सीट्स. दे वांट टू रीअरेंज एवरीथिंग. सो व्हेन शिंदे केम, ही बॉट एन ऑर्डिनेंस एंड रिमूव्ड इट. सो वी आर इन अ लिम्बो. बट यू नो, आई कंप्लीटली अग्री विद दिस दैट इट्स बीन ओवर नाउ. इट विल बी 3 years, 2020. So Mumbai went to civic polls, was the last civic polls 2017, okay? Jiski 2022 mein it was supposed to, 2017 means 2022, 2021 22 में दिस थिंग. सो इट्स बीन ओवर 2 years. थर्ड ईयर ये होगा दैट वी डोंट हैव पोल्स. बट आई टेल यू द नैरेटिव विच इज बीन ऑल्सो बिल्ट. एंड समटाइम्स आई फील दैट द बीजेपी एंड सेना शिंदे यू नो दे फॉल टू दैट बिकॉज वही आपको सुनाई दे रहा है. यू नो उद्धव जी का बहुत कंट्रोल है मुंबई पे. अभी भी पीपल आर विथ हिम एंड यू नो द बीजेपी शिवसेना इज नॉट वेरी श्योर अबाउट देम. ये बहुत बड़ा नैरेटिव इतना आप इफ यू लुक एट द टीवी चैनल्स ना यू थिंक दैट दे आर रूलिंग मुंबई इवन नाउ. सो दैट इज व्हाट आई एम सेइंग. सो आई वोंट बी सरप्राइज दैट द सिविक इलेक्शंस ऑफ मुंबई एंड द स्टेट इलेक्शंस द सिविक इलेक्शंस ऑफ ऑल द 27 कॉर्पोरेशंस. एंड वी आर सिटिंग इन अ बिग सिटी एंड वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट दिस. बट इमेजिन इन स्मॉलर यू नो स्मॉलर कॉर्पोरेशंस. दिस इज टेरिबल. यू नो दिस डजंट गिव अ वेरी गुड यू नो साइन ऑफ अ प्रोग्रेसिव स्टेट. आई होप दिस डेडलॉक इज रिमूव्ड एंड वी हैव इलेक्शंस. आई सी बीजेपी शिंदे एंड नाउ एनसीपी स्वीपिंग ऑल द इलेक्शंस स्पेशली बीजेपी एंड शिंदे. आई एम नॉट टॉकिंग अबाउट एनसीपी मच. सो दे विल डू वेल. एंड मुंबई एंड इफ दे आर गोइंग टू रीस्ट्रक्चर मुंबई कॉर्पोरेशन द रिचेस्ट कॉर्पोरेशन इन द होल वर्ल्ड अकॉर्डिंग टू मी विद क्रोर्स एंड ऑल दे शुड. आई ऑल्सो फील दैट दे शुड अपॉइंट. आई एम नॉट सेइंग लाइक अ active mayor with executive powers, but they should also appoint somebody to coordinate all these multiple agencies which are doing so much infra work, you know. And they should do the same thing in other cities also. Why only Mumbai? Why not Pune? You know, why not Nashik? You know, why not other big the you know the cities? You know, they also need somebody at the a state level to coordinate all, you know, like there could be a metro project, there could be another project happening. So we need that kind of change because the moment you say mayor with executive powers, then the whole narrative will be, oh, they want to break Mumbai with Maharashtra. I have been hearing this for the last like so many years. So wo bhi hoga, but it's not a good sign. This is something we expect the government to really look into.
Yeah, Mumbai and Maharashtra are inseparable, and
Yes.
everybody who thinks Mumbai and Maharashtra cannot be the same, just look at Gokhale Bridge.
कैसी हुआ कैसे हुआ उसको
उसका तोड़ने के बाद वापस पर
एक नीचे और एक ऊपर आ गया. कोई ये वालों से बात नहीं किया क्या?
कुछ तो लेफ्ट हैंड इज नॉट नो व्हाट द राइट हैंड इज डूइंग. यू नो व्हाई दे डिड इट? आई थिंक दे
हम एक
बिलीव
तरह
इन
एक जगह कोस्टल रोड इंडिया फर्स्ट सी टनल है हमारे पास और फिर ये ऊपर नीचे हो गया हमारे.
नथिंग मेक्स सेंस एनी मोर टू मी. व्हेन आई एक्चुअली यू नो द बेस्ट पार्ट अबाउट द एंटायर गोखले ब्रिज सागा हैज बीन दैट देयर आर सो मेनी मीम्स एंड जोक्स दैट हैव कम आउट ऑफ इट ऑन
No, it's
इंस्टाग्राम.
national. My nephew in the United States is sending me Gokhale Bridge. I said, तेरे पास कैसे आ गए? He said, फिर रहा है ये memes. सब जगह फिर रहे हैं ये memes. I said, yeah, we are not very good in this. We are not. We of course there's an infra boom. In my lifetime, first of all, I never thought the Atal Setu means the Trans Harbour Link would open because first the delay and then I don't know whether people remember in the 2004-5. If my memory serves me right, again, a tough job. Both the Ambani brothers had bidded for it.
Yeah.
And then I remember the PWD minister, again, if my memory serves me right, was Anil Deshmukh. And he said, oh my God, we don't want to get involved. इसको दूँ तो ये बुरा मान जाएगा, उसको दूँ तो वो कैंसिल ही कर दिया प्रोजेक्ट. Rebidded again. So, you know, we are very, very historic. Then, of course, our Warli Padra ceiling again, environmentalist came and this thing. Metro to almost hamara honestly jai chuka tha. The environmentalists were all over. All these posh environmentalists with their gas guzzling SUVs were saying that, oh my God, this is terrible, you know. So, and of course, saying this starting off. No wonder, I think the Prime Minister also, you know, took a dig at the environmentalist nowadays, this thing. So it's a miracle. But you know, we also have to get the basics done once the elections happen. Mumbai needs to, I always say this, can we reclaim our footpaths? And, can we stop all this construction for a while? Seriously, बस हो गया यार. So we have to also get many things right. We did this thing. It's going to be a very big challenge. In fact, I would say that besides what he promised Fadnavis, that he always said that you can take the insults in politics, but never forget the betrayal. And he took that, he took them head on. But I think one of his biggest challenge, if he's talking about Maharashtra and a $1 trillion economy, GDP or whatever, Maharashtra is going to be Mumbai, how they will get their act together. And again, I'm not saying only Mumbai. What about Pune? What about Nasik? What about other cities? And get their act together, to and get the big names coming to Maharashtra, because of course the narrative is everything is going to Gujarat, now everybody is going to Gujarat and everything is going to Gujarat, because that is going to be his I see the three plans,
That
everything going
also
to
is not entirely true. Might be a few, things that catch the eye of the media go to Gujarat, but at the end of the day, listen, Maharashtra is the most industrialized state of India,
India.
along with Tamil Nadu. Tamil Nadu is also, people forget, a very industrialized state with very high quality human capital in terms of industrial hiring and stuff like that. So a lot of these high-end industries do end up coming in either Tamil Nadu or Maharashtra. There is a lot of peripheral infrastructure that helps. I'm not denying Gujarat's share. I think Gujarat has done a fantastic job. What Gujarat has really taken away from Maharashtra in a big way is actually the textile industry. People don't realize how big textiles was in Maharashtra, and that actually has gone lock, stock, and
Even
barrel
the
to Gujarat.
diamond
Even the
industry.
diamond, they have.
That
But
has really hurt, huh? That has hurt
yeah.
this thing. But I also want to say that, Gujaratis versus Maharashtrians is going to be a war cry in the next couple of weeks, because that is going to be the agenda of the fight here in Mumbai. But the Gujaratis of Mumbai and the Maharashtrians of Mumbai and the MMR region, they're too smart to fall for it. So I don't see this, because I remember Piyush Goyal ji, he tweeted in English, he tweeted in Marathi, and then he tweeted in Gujarati. But that Gujarati tweet was spread all over. The Maratha agitation, will be part of, it will be a very big this thing.
Yeah, so what do
But
you make of that? What do you make of that? Will it have any impact in your opinion?
of course they will. I mean, it is a very crucial factor here. And I'll tell you something. I always say this, that instead of just talking about the BJP candidates, let us look at the candidates Sharad Pawar puts up, because I know that he wants to bring this. So there was a very big Maratha agitation leader called Vinayak Mete. Remember in 2022, he died in a road accident on the Mumbai Pune Expressway. He's a very big Vinayak Mete was a big name, Shiva Pratishthan, if I'm not correct, if I'm right. And his wife, I mean, he's ex BJP, ex NCP before he went on his own. His wife wants to come, he's from Bid. His wife wants to join Sharad Pawar, and she may stand against Pankaja Mundhe. Okay. So Pankaja Mundhe ko tough. If this actually happens, see, he won't. I always say this, till the last vote is casted, nothing, you do not say anything in Maharashtra. I'm telling you, bahut time hai. Everybody, mujhe kya lagta hai na, there's a this, I this is what I told my sister the other day. It's like a chess board hai, yahan Fadnavis hai, yahan Sharad Pawar hai, dekh rahe kaun pehle. पहले आप, पहले आप, पहले तू अनाउंस कर, पहले आई विल अनाउंस. देख रहे लास्ट मिनट तक. बॉस, वी बीन वॉचिंग दिस फॉर ओवर 40 ईयर्स. डोंट रिलैक्स एंड से हमारा 40+ कुछ नहीं. आई इफ यू आस्क मी, नो, नेवर 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 बिलीव दैट, कि एंड रिजल्ट तक. दीज पीपल आर एस्ट्यूट प्रोफेशनल पॉलिटिशियंस. दे वोंट लेट गो. They won't let go till the last day. Take it from me. There were rains in the last election, and things changed, in favor of Mr. Pawar. You remember the Maharashtra 2019 elections, state elections? There was rains, and he was giving a speech in the rains, and then everything turned. अच्छा, मई में तो रेन्स वेन्स होने वाले नहीं है, बट पता नहीं यार, कभी भी बारिश हो सकती है, कहीं भी आ
वो क्लाउड
सकती है.
सीडिंग करेंगे.
एग्जैक्टली. सो एंड दिस इज अ कॉम्प्लिकेटेड वन फ्रॉम बोथ साइड्स. इट्स नॉट जस्ट फ्रॉम द बीजेपी शिंदे एंड ऑल, एंड शिंदे ऑल्सो हैज टू प्रूव ना हिज. दिस इज दैट्स व्हाट आई एम सेइंग. इट्स द बीजेपी इज लाइक वन स्टेप अहेड. दे हैव अनाउंस्ड देयर, यू नो, मोस्ट ऑफ द पीपल, इफ यू सी द सेकंड लिस्ट, आर सिटिंग एमपीज, एक्सेप्ट ऑफ कोर्स ब्रिंगिंग पीयूष हियर. तो गोपाल
सो
शेट्टी वाज अ इज अ गुड
दे
कैंडिडेट.
रिप्लेस जळगाव ना,
शेट्टी,
जळगाव मध्ये उमेश पाटील इज रिप्लेस बाय स्मिता वाघ.
यस,
अनूप धोत्रे रिप्लेस्ड हिज फादर इन अकोला,
फादर, फादर,
संजय.
यस. भारती पवार ऑल्सो इन नाशिक, राइट? सो इट इज अ रिजर्व सीट ऑल्सो, नो, इफ आई एम नॉट मिस्टेकन. एंड
आई
संजय
थिंक
काका
सो
पाटिल इज इन सांगली. श्योर शॉट, श्योर
या
शॉट.
गड गडकरी जी
गडकरी श्योर
गॉड
शॉट. एंड
नागपुर.
कपिल पाटिल इन भिवंडी, इट इज ऑल्सो रिजर्व, इफ आई एम नॉट मिस्टेकन.
या
देर
एंड
मेनी
कपिल
श्योर
पाटिल.
शॉट.
या
एंड
सो
सुजय,
कपिल
ना, सुजय इज फ्रॉम नगर. विखे पाटिल, सुजय विखे पाटिल, या नगर.
या सो आई मीन एज फार एज दैट इज कंसर्न्ड आई थिंक दे सी दे न्यू दीज 20 सीट्स दैट वर काइंड ऑफ दे वर श्योर अबाउट. सो दे वेंट विद दोज. बट वन लास्ट क्वेश्चन बिफोर यू वॉक अप. द मोर दे डिले, डोंट यू थिंक इट क्रिएट्स प्रॉब्लम फॉर द पर्सन फाइटिंग देयर, बिकॉज देन दे गेट लेस टाइम टू ऑर्गेनाइज ग्राउंड सपोर्ट.
No, the ground
बिकॉज
support will always be the RSS BJP workers. And of course, the Shiv Sena BJP workers anyway have a history of working together. Ajit Pawar ka group ko lana padega to work together. It's going to be a little tough, but some of the Ajit Pawar close, you know, can this thing have been closely working. I'm only worried about Ajit Pawar as a, you know, as a leader. It must be maybe. He has really been, like, you know, totally sidelined. And in the family, there's a tremendous family. You know, imagine you could be a big success and family mein itna itna lafda chal raha hoga. My only thing is, and I hope it doesn't happen, that, you know, I have seen this, and I wonder whether this is happening in the Pawar family, but I have actually seen this as a journalist. When Raj Thackeray split from Shiv Sena, once we were all, you know, chasing him for an interview, and I was that time in a paper called the DNA, and he called me, and he called the city editor of Times of India. We both, he gave us the interview that he's leaving now, and he's announcing it that he's leaving. And when I was leaving from his house, one person who was sitting there, and I tried to, like, I was having like a small talk, and that there was a person sitting there, and he, like, you know, through his eyes indicated me, like, don't talk here. I was like, hey, what happened? So when I came down, this guy from his party, his one of this person in his house who came near my car, and so I said, why did you say that? He said, this man, no, he's Uddhav's man. So there was a situation, I'm not exaggerating, guys. There was a situation that some of his guys used to be in that house, and some of those people were in his house. So everybody knew everything, what is happening, you know, and they were all part of the Shiv Sena ecosystem. Of kisko bologe ki ja yahan se, you know. I wonder whether the same thing is happening between Supriya Sule family, Pawar family, and Ajit Pawar family. There'll be so many of these NCP. Abhi tu kaun si NCP ka hai, you know? And I'm sure they must be knowing everything about each other. They know, boss. They know. When I went for the MNS press conference at Dadar, I was within 2 hours, we used to get a call from Shiv Sena saying that why you all went for that press conference? I mean, I just stepped out and they would know. So they would have people on both sides. And I'm sure that's the same thing happening with Supriya Sule and Ajit Pawar. And I just hope that one fine day, you know, that whole the fight should not come to that level. Please, God save us. I mean, there should be some element of grace and public, पब्लिक कंडक्ट अभी तक तो हुआ नहीं है, बट पता नहीं अभी व्हाट विल हैपन, बट
अशोक
आई
चव्हाण भी आ गए
रियली
यार
हैप दिस
भाजपा में।
हैपनिंग विद द ठाकरेज. यस
नो, मैं कह रहा हूँ अशोक चव्हाण भी आ गए अभी भाजपा में। कुछ
ओ
अभी
माय
अभी देर
गॉड,
आर नो बार्स।
क्या ना, अभी कैसे होगा ना ये सब.
ऐसे ही है, ऐसे ही है।
Have we forgotten that entire story, that building, everything we
Nobody,
forgot?
nobody cares. Apparently, nobody cares anymore, and this is the sad part. And this is what bothers me. I mean, the Maharashtra politics and the stand. I would like. Okay, we still not reach Bihar levels in terms of
हम
rubbish.
लोग
Like, imagine.
सोफिस्टिकेटेड है ना, तो हम लोग थोड़ा
No,
सोफिस्टिकेटेड
but
वे से.
imagine. I mean, I was trolled as if I said that on the podcast. But Vinod Tavde ji came on my podcast and he had said. When I asked him, I was like, आप लोग बोलते हो नीतीश कुमार जी के साथ नहीं करोगे, आप लोग पलटी मारते हो। एंड ही सेड नहीं 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 एंड उसके उसके बाद में देखो ना क्या हुआ। एंड नाउ दे हैव सीट शेयरिंग। आई वाज लाइक ठीक है, वी हैव नॉट रीच दैट लेवल ऑफ कंफ्यूजन इन महाराष्ट्र, बट ऑनेस्टली नाउ महाराष्ट्र इज गिविंग बिहार पॉलिटिक्स अ रन फॉर इट्स मनी नाउ। लाइक अरे तुम्ही थांबा, we are here. I was like, what nonsense? अशोक चव्हाण has come in and every. अरे वो छोड़ना यार, वो क्या, वो कृपा शंकर, उसको तो टिकट भी उधर से दिया ना। हाय 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 हाय, मतलब पीपल ऑफ मुंबई नो हु दिस गाय इज, पीपल ऑफ मुंबई नो। एंड बट ठीक है,
When they call you, now the other fear I have, they call you for, I mean, I'm not that I go for everything. कौन किसके साथ, कौन हमारा फोटो भी लेगा? वी आर नोबडीज, वी आर जर्नलिस्ट और मीडिया प्रोफेशनल्स. पीपल, आई टेल यू, वेन एवर पीपल नाउ मीट ना, इलेक्शन सीजन है, सब लोग थोड़े पीछे ही रहते हैं. बॉस, फोटो नहीं चाहिए इसके साथ. यू डोंट नो ये क्या हो रहा है. एट वन वेरी रिसेंट इवेंट सब लोग पीछे बैठे थे, एंड द ऑर्गेनाइजर फ्रॉम शिंदे से, अरे कम इन द लोग है. हम यही ठीक है, दिस इज नॉट अ गुड साइन. मे बी दिस इज लाइक अ जीता तो है, मोदी जी को जितवाना है 400 बार, बट ये बहुत बहुत टफ है यार ये सब.
नो
कौन
नो नो,
किसका
देर
दोस्त,
इज नो
बहुत हमारा
जस्टिफिकेशन,
बहुत.
देर इज नो जस्टिफिकेशन। यू जस्ट कांट, यू कांट यूज द आर्ग्यूमेंट ऑफ पोलिटिकल कंपल्शन, विनेबिलिटी। आई मीन कम ऑन, देर इज जस्ट नो आंसर। विड आई स्टिल वोट फॉर द बीजेपी? ऑब्वियसली इट्स लाइक बेगर्स कांट बी चूजर्स मैन, बट टू से एंड टू कम अप
For
विद
me,
आर्ग्यूमेंट्स फॉर दिस इज रिडिकुलस।
the personally for me, the resurrection of Uddhav Thackeray, people like there were these two foreign journalists who were talking about, oh my God, Uddhav Thackeray. I was like, really? I mean, Thackeray's, you were like, you have called fascist, fascist, fascist till October 1st week 2019, fascist tha. Abhi, abhi, that's what I'm saying. The liberal media's cheerleader and the face here is UT. ये भी आ गया हमारी लाइफ में, ये भी पढ़ा दे बाल ठाकरे. आई रिमेम्बर वंस, एंड आई थिंक वी कुड एंड ऑफ द वंस इन वन ऑफ दिस रेयर थिंग इन माय डिस्कशन विद बाल ठाकरे. आई आस्क्ड हिम व्हाई यू स्टार्टेड दिस न्यूज़पेपर, ये क्या है आपको, तुम्हारा क्या है चाहत, तुम्हारा करायचे. सो सडनली ही सेज, व्हाट डू यू मीन देशमुख. आई सेड, सर जस्ट टू नो व्हाई यू स्टार्टेड इन दिस. सो व्हाट, वी शुड कम ऑन पेज 7 एंड 9 इन टाइम्स ऑफ इंडिया ऑल आवर लाइव्स. बिकॉज़ इवन इन 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 द मीडिया वी वर सेइंग, ए एनीवे तुम्हारा स्टोरी तो अंदर आने वाला है कुछ दिस से, सीरियसली. सो ही सर, मेरे पेपर में आई विल बी ऑन द फ्रंट पेज. So he craved for that, they wanted the validation of the liberal press. और हो गया, now उद्धव ठाकरे is hot property in the liberal lefty media.
Yeah, but I think the best way to end this is somebody in the live stream has said Mumbai ke log confused ho jayenge ki kaun sa candidate kis party se lad raha
भैया मनोज दास कंफ्यूज है, हम लोग हैं भी कंफ्यूज, कौन किधर है अभी भी, कौन किसको खींच रहा है. और इतना इतना बाजार, रात को 12 बजे तक लोग मैसेज करते रहे, पूनम महाजन नहीं आएगी, इसको ये पसंद नहीं है. भैया जल्दी अनाउंस करो. और बट आई ऑल्सो वॉन्ट टू से दिस थिंग, कि ये अगर अनाउंस भी नहीं हो रहा है ना मनोज, इसमें आई डेफिनेटली सब लोग, पहले आप 100% एनसीपी शरद पवार इज नॉट गोइंग टू अनाउंस हिज कैंडिडेट्स टिल द महायुति अनाउंसेस द कैंडिडेट. टेक इट फ्रॉम मी.
Yeah, well,
एंड नो
it
चीज, रिमेम्बर वन थिंग टू एवरीबडी, उसे 40, ये 40+ 40+ की तालियां मत बजाओ. एंड एंड तक, एटलीस्ट आई एम गोइंग टू से एंड तक, मेरे को जिस 20th को भी जब लोग हम लोग डालेंगे वोट, जब लोग सब लोग आएंगे एंड वी आर इन द मिडल ऑफ द, आई वॉज जस्ट टेलिंग अबाउट माई एक्सपीरियंस विथ दिस ऑल दिस सोबो द पीपल येस्टरडे, दे आर ऑल इन यूके एंड फ्लोरेंस एंड यूएसए एंड ऑल दैट. आई सेड बट वॉट अबाउट वोटिंग, अ वी विल सी स्मिता. आई सेड इधर बैलेट बॉ इधर पोस्टल बैलेट नहीं है इंडिया में, सबको जाना पड़ता है. डोंट टॉक अबाउट, वी आर ऑल इन फ्लोरेंस, वी आर ऑल इन यूके. तो ये आधे लोग तो ऐसे ही गुम हो जाएंगे, यू नो, टू वोट दिस थिंग.
Yeah.
सो लास्ट मिनट तक ही वोट, मिस्टर शरद पवार, वॉट एवर इट इज फॉर मी, आई लुक एट इट इन अ लिटिल नेगेटिव वे, बट ही नेवर गिव अप. He'll never give up, guys. We have been following it for over 40 years. So he'll never give up till the last vote is. किसी को पता था ऐसी बारिश आएगी, और ऐसी बारिश में खड़े रह के फोटो आएगा, लोग बोले अरे देखो, इस 80 साल का आदमी खड़ा है महाराष्ट्र के लिए और पलट गया फांसा. आई वुड से फॉर द कंट्री, यू नो, नॉट प्रमोटिंग मोदी जी, फॉर द कंट्री प्लीज एवरीबडी बी हियर एंड वोट, एटलीस्ट दोज इन महाराष्ट्र प्लीज
Yeah,
वोट.
I think this NRI supporters of Uddhav Thackeray and all the left liberal class, they remind me of only one parallel that I have found. They are the Youthia NRIs, Imran Khan supporters outside Pakistan.
No,
They
but he
have.
has a very good PR, that lady, you remember? That lady who was doing his PR during MBA. I won't be surprised if Aditya gets his Bollywood gang. बॉस, बॉलीवुड वाले तो वैसे भी, यू नो, उस टाइम पे तो कुछ काम होता नहीं है, बिकॉज आईपीएल की वजह से तो कोई मूवी रिलीज नहीं होती ना. बॉलीवुड वाले आ सकते हैं आदित्य ठाकरे के लिए, एंड ही हैज वेरी गुड पीआर. लुक एट सम ऑफ द स्टोरीज नाउ ऑफ उद्धव, दिस थिंग व्हिच अपीयर. कुछ भी हो सकता है भैया, कल 20 तारीख है, हमको 20 एटलीस्ट मुंबई वोट्स ऑन May 20.
या May 20, सो एंड आई थिंक ये सारे फॉर्म सबमिशन ये महीने में करने हैं ना कैंडिडेचर के.
हाँ, बहुत सारे दिस थिंग,
या
और
सो
सबको फिर बाहर निकलना पड़ेगा धूप में.
अच्छा है नहीं सब लोगों को तो. अरे
मजा
इतना तो
आएगा.
पॉलिटिशियंस पैसा बनाते हैं बाद में,
ऑफ
तो कम से
कोर्स
कम
ऑफ
धूप में तो
कोर्स,
निकलो, धूप में निकलो. ओके
बॉलीवुड आएगा. आई फील फॉर आदित्य ठाकरे, दिल्ली बॉलीवुड विल कम.
वेरी गुड. बॉलीवुड आएगा फिर जो जो आदित्य ठाकरे के लिए आया है उसकी ऐसे लिस्ट बनाई जाएगी.
100%, 100.
तो
हमारे
बहुत
यहाँ
मजा आएगा.
ड्रामा कम है, हमारे यहाँ ड्रामा कम है. हम तो इतना मटेरियल देंगे, देखो अभी सिर्फ
या इट्स
5-6 दिन रुको, फिर ऐसा हमारे यहाँ से मटेरियल आएगा ना,
या इट्स गोइंग टू बी
मजा
इट्स
आएगा.
गोइंग टू बी अ लॉट ऑफ फन. आई लुक फॉरवर्ड टू ऑल द केओस ऑफ महाराष्ट्र. द महाराष्ट्र वोटिंग इज इन टू फेजेस. फर्स्ट फेज इज इन अप्रैल एंड द सेकंड फेज इज गोइंग टू बी ऑन द 20th ऑफ मे एज स्मिता हैज मेंशनड. बट टू एवरीबॉडी हु इज यू नो हु इज लिविंग इन महाराष्ट्र एंड हैज इज वोटिंग इन महाराष्ट्र, प्लीज डू गो एंड वोट. एंड स्मिता, इट्स ऑलवेज अ प्लेजर टू टॉक टू यू. It's always fun, and it's going to be a lot of fun this time. Elections are going to be a lot of fun, so let's see what happens. And as always, thank you for coming.
Thank you, guys. See you again. Bye.
And guys, I'm going to leave you today before we wrap up with a beautiful video that was shot by someone. I got it on WhatsApp. This was Rahul Gandhi traveling in Ghatkopar or something. I'm going to leave you guys today with that beautiful.
जिसने ये प्लान किया ना, उसको वो राहुल गांधी का दुश्मन है. राहुल गांधी जी,
दोस्त.
आपके आजू बाजू में आपके बहुत दुश्मन है, जिसने ये
या
किया, जिसने ये
दिस
कांड
वाज
किया और जिसने ये वीडियो लिया और
या
वायरल किया.
या सो आई एम गोइंग टू लीव ऑल ऑफ यू विद दैट क्लिप. बट बिफोर आई रैप अप, एज ऑलवेज प्लीज लाइक द वीडियो, सब्सक्राइब टू द चैनल. यू कैन ऑल्सो फॉलो स्मिता ऑन ट्विटर. आई हैव लेफ्ट द ट्विटर हैंडल इन द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द पॉडकास्ट. एंड इफ यू कैन ऑल्सो join the membership program of the Charvak podcast. If you can't do anything, just leave, and you're an audio listener, just leave a rating. I'm going to leave you guys with this mind-blowing video, and that's going to be the last moment of this podcast. So enjoy this 40-second clip of Rahul Gandhi in Mumbai. I'll see you guys next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
अपने राहुल गांधी पप्पू भाई अक्को पर LBS रोड से जा रहे हैं। किधर है राहुल गांधी? पप्पू भाई आएगा तो मोदी ही, पप्पू भाई आएगा तो मोदी ही।